Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is that time of the week. We got all our Football Friday specials, even with the Eagles on a bye. We'll get to a same-game parlay we'll put together for the NFL this week, and a little parlay of games we'll put together before the show ends. You people coming up. But we got to get this guest the takes. What is everyone talking about on Monday after Week 9 in the NFL? Hugh, what are you thinking this week? What is the take we're going to hear out there in the take sphere on Monday?
I think since we're getting ready to play a game next week, that A.J. Brown was wrong about the way he handled the situation. And that he should apologize to everybody.
Oh, there's going to be an AJ should apology.
I really like that.
Yeah. Took me a while to workshop it, though.
The question is, who's going to have to take?
Yeah. It
took me a while.
Now, here's the question. can I steal it and come in here and say, AJ Brown owes everyone an apology on Monday?
You can do it.
He owes Jalen an apology.
Absolutely does. Of course he does. Hugh, I like it. Actually, you may have given us an idea for a show next week. All right, Hugh Douglas calls the apology show. All right, my take for this week is that after the cute story for 2 weeks, everyone remembers the Giants are dreadful. Remember the Bears last year? They were kind of around 500, and they were kind of moving forward, and then they lost the Hail Mary game to the Commanders, and they never recovered from it, and they lost like every game the rest of the year, and Eberflus got himself fired.
Yeah,
That's going to be the Giants. Like, yeah, Dart might be able to play, but that's a bad team. I think the Niners are going to beat them on Sunday. Last year's Bears, it's this year's Giants. They never recover from what the Broncos did to them a couple weeks ago. That's what you'll hear on Monday. Kyle, what are you going with for Guess the Takes?
It's time for the Washington Commanders to concede the NFC East.
Ooh.
And they need to start really thinking about shutting Jaden Daniels down for the rest of the season before where they risk, you know, damaging their real future.
Yeah.
Because their future is not now.
It's not. Now, he is my fantasy quarterback in a couple of weeks.
I don't care.
I know. I'm just letting you know where I'm coming from on that. I mean,
they got Seattle, then Detroit.
They're in trouble.
And then they have another tough one, not immediately after that, but they have a tough schedule. And they're going to be 3-6 after this week, I think.
So they just ruled Daniels is going to play.
Yeah.
And the line on that game, even with him in, is Seahawks -3 in Washington.
They need to wave the white flag.
They might stink.
And just give us the East.
They might stink. All right, concede. I like that. Concede the East.
Concede the East.
On November 2nd. That's only 2 months of football to go.
Yeah. Bring back my Washington football team. The ones that's just a doormat of the NFC East all the time.
Yeah, the one your whole life that they were until last year. Yeah. That's the Washington football team we know. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines. I like calls like this. I see right through Hugh. Juice in South Philly is up. What's up, Juice?
Juice.
What's up, Joe?
Juice, what's up, buddy?
All right, so real quick.
All right, you ready to go down?
I agree with Kyle and Joe. I definitely think that we need we could do with a little Myles Garrett in our life.
Mm-hmm.
But, I got to be honest. I feel like the reason you don't want to come over to our side is because of the narrative about the defense is a lot. It doesn't matter.
You see it, Juice. You feel it. You feel it,
Juice. You know
what?
To be honest, Juice, I hear you, but I'm not that married to the take because my take is – that take is evergreen, and it's lived for – 3 whole years.
Well, how could it be on evergreen and be on life support at the same time?
It's not on life support.
It's we're
the
getting
fact,
there.
Juice, the fact that it lives, like, for me, it's a win because that take has lived rent-free in you guys' head for forever.
That's a fair point by you.
I mean, yeah. It is. It's lived rent-free. I said it.
It is dying.
It's irritated everybody. Nobody understands it, and you're still talking about it.
It's in a coma, though.
And I still try to explain it to people every week, and they still don't get it.
Well, I mean, it's taken. Listen, this take's had a couple of heart attacks. Let's be real about this.
Yes, Juice. What's the question?
All right. So let's fast forward 3 years from now. Forget the Myles Garrett trade, but let's fast forward three years from now, right? When we're looking at our team, do you think they will have more money allocated on the offense or defense?
In the next 3 years, Juice, it's going to start trending towards the defense.
So then does that mean now offense is a luxury?
No, Juice, that means that the defense now has more money allocated to it, so that would be the strength of this team. But, Juice, do you deny the fact that the NFL is built around scoring, and that's why the team is built the way that it's built?
I do not, but I also don't deny the fact that the best defenses are usually – the teams with the best defenses are usually the ones that win the Super Bowl.
The teams that usually win the Super Bowl, with all due respect, Juice, are the ones that score the most points. Now, the defense is a footnote in that, like when we talk about the Baltimore Ravens and defenses like that. But when you talk about the last couple of Super Bowls,
the Eagles last year.
Our defense.
They won on their defense.
I said, but the offense was the story of the Super Bowl.
Well,
not really. Okay. They sacked Mahomes six times and they returned a pick for a touchdown.
The offense was the story of the Super Bowl.
No.
The offense was the story of the Super Bowl.
Wait a second. They sacked Mahomes six times and they returned
the pick. What did we say here on Monday at 10 o'clock?
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. When I I'm gonna say this again for y'all that do not understand this.
Juice, good call.
When I say defense is a luxury, not a necessity, for the umpteenth time, I say that based on the fact that where is the money allocated for this football team?
Right, but
where's the money allocated?
But where are the resources allocated?
No. Okay, the money, resources, whatever. On the offensive side of the ball.
Howie always says this. There's two parts of it. It's money and it's draft picks.
Okay, and the draft picks are what drove this team last year because you had two young players out there that played extremely well, and you had a guy that played defense that had never started before and became a stalwart in this defense. That was luxury. That's the epitome of being luxury because you didn't know what you were going to get from me.
Can I spin this back to you?
Sure.
When things start trending one way in the NFL, don't the smart teams tend to attack that weakness? They had the cover two. The cover two was taking over defense in the NFL.
And they got away
from it. What did the Eagles do? Ran the ball right down everybody's throats.
Yes, they did.
All these offensive teams, if you score to win, what's a good way to combat that?
Run the football.
Defense.
May I throw an analogy? Because we get so caught up in where the money is. Yes. To me, all that matters is you build the best football team. You go out to a nice restaurant. And most likely, the highest amount on your bill is going to be your entree, right? But if you leave there and you said, it's the best meal of my life, and a lot of your bill was on drinks and dessert and an appetizer,
you had a great time.
So who cares where it's allocated? It doesn't really matter.
But to your point, Joe, the whole experience is built around the main course, right?
Sure.
And the main course in this situation is the offense because that's where the team is built around.
But that wasn't the best part of last year's team.
Yeah, but that was the part that won you the Super Bowl.
It was not.
Okay, we can argue that semantics, but the bottom line is
how did the offense win the Super Bowl when the defense had six sacks, didn't allow more than six points, 5 minutes to go?
The bottom line is this, though, Joe. When you went into that season, the defense was a luxury because for the simple fact that they played way better than you thought they were.
Of course,
when you looked at the beginning of that season, you cannot tell me that you expected that defense to look the way that it did.
I agree.
With the first round draft pick, Jalen Carter playing, the fact that Jordan Davis, we didn't know what he was going to bring to the table. You had Quinyon Mitchell out there, you had an aging Slay, and you had a corner or a safety that you didn't know whether or not what he was going to be.
All correct.
It was a perfect storm. But what was going to lead the charge for this team, or what was supposed to lead the charge for this team, was your high-powered, high-paid offense.
But how much more evidence do we need that what they thought is wrong? The Eagles they put a lot of money into the offense. They have at no point in all the years they've been together been the best offense in football. We keep saying they should be. They should be. They haven't.
Should be. You're right.
But in life, if you think something and then you keep getting evidence it's not, you got to pivot. So the Eagles think, or maybe thought, they had the best offensive personnel in pro football, and we think they should have the highest scoring offense. They don't. They never do. I don't need to see another year of it to know. Let's put it this way. Jalen Hurts is a winning quarterback. You can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. All these things are obvious. They've had a top five-ish defense twice with him, and that's how they end up in the Super Bowl. So I look at the Myles Garrett thing. It's not even about Jalen Hurts, but I know if I give Jalen Hurts a top 10 or top five defense, he could get to the Super Bowl.
We're not even going
to
give up a yard, guys. Right,
that's
we
true.
Need 3 points.
But right now we have a middle-of-the-pack defense, and I think it's going to be challenging to get to the Super Bowl like this. So I'm interested in getting this player.
And you know what's funny is that you say all this, and we talk about how good this defense is, but the Eagles are telling you by the moves that they've made so far what they feel about this football team.
Yeah, they need more defense. I know. I say the same thing.
They have went out and got just guys to help out on defense. They got no disrespect to Brandon.
No, they made an offer for Micah Parsons.
I mean, I think they're telling us pretty clearly they need more. They need a better defense to win the Super Bowl.
They went out and got Brandon Graham out of retirement. They traded for another running back. We had a running back in A.J. Dillon. They went out and got another running back.
Right.
They went out and got another running back. And they've put this defense together, this vaunted Super Bowl winning defense with spitting bail wire or spitting whatever they
but
say.
But now they're trying to
but
fix that.
But that could cost them another Super Bowl.
But you can't. But what I'm saying is they're hoping that offense – is going to be everything that they thought it was going to be.
What do they say about hope, Hugh?
It's not a strategy. Yeah.
But again, they've tried for Parsons and Garrett.
I hear what you're saying, Joe. But the reality is this: they are built offensively, and that's
their philosophy. And they're changing it.
Are they changing it? You talking about by a rumor, about a pie-in-the-sky rumor?
The Parsons one wasn't a pie-in-the-sky rumor.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about that one.
But one
and it
feeds
didn't
to
happen.
The next.
It didn't happen. Okay, it feeds to the next. But, Joe, that's not going to happen. And if it happens, no, I'm not going to say nothing crazy. But if that I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's feasible.
Okay. But I think in the next year or so, it feels to me like the writing is on the wall. This thing's going to flip very quick.
Yeah, I agree.
They're about to move off money on the offense, and I think AJ is obviously the one that makes the most sense. And they're about to either just pay the young guys or add a star on the defense.
I agree, because when you talk about the way that they kicked the can down the road for so many years, you're going to have too many guys, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. You're going to have Jalen Carter. All those guys are going to be in for contracts, and it's going to change. And then you're going to have the other guys that are going to be aging out.
Every few minutes as we debate all this today, I look over and see your wig, and I see Kyle dressed
He's
as
like,
Woody.
I can't be taking these guys.
And I look up. We have the monitor in here, and I see myself as an alien, and I just remember what the hell we're doing. All right, let's go to David.
We're trying
to be grown-ups dressed as children. David in Sewell is up. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. You know, I would do that trade in a minute. I mean, Myles Garrett instantly makes our defense better, instantly. And I think, you know, to Hugh's point, if you say it's good to be within striking distance, why not guarantee you'll get a bullseye by having somebody in your stable that can get you there? I mean, it's okay to be – there's a lot of teams, I think, that are in striking distance. But to be able to have a guy like Myles Garrett to get you over the hump, to almost ensure that you're going to hit the target, I think that, to me, is a no-brainer. I don't think we're mortgaging the future. I don't think that's because Miles he's still young, you know, and plus we're one of the youngest teams in the NFL. So I don't feel like we're mortgaging our future. And given how he's track record in trades, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's able to get at least one or two of those picks back in some way down the line. So I don't think that would mortgage the future. And also too, first round picks, iffy at best. I mean, you know, the numbers don't bore out well, you know, for first-round picks. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, you know, 30, 40% that they work out, if not lower, depending upon the position. So I don't hold high value on them. But one thing is interesting, though, I do think there is sort of a strategy that maybe Howie is using or thinking about is leveraging Cleveland's their ability to draft well. I mean, what GM wouldn't think that they would draft that they wouldn't draft well with the redraft pick.
Right, almost like using their ego against them. Like, wow. Because I think they're right, and their GM used to work here, so they know each other. But like, Howie could say to him, like, hey, man, you could fix your whole organization. I'll give you 3 ones, and you guys could fix the Browns. And it is. It's like an ego trip. Like, if you give me 3 ones, I could rebuild the whole team.
So if Myles Garrett was older, if he was much older, then maybe I would side with you a little bit, Hugh. But here, I think it's a no-brainer. You've got these picks, and if it's just a swap, given, and I don't have to give up any other players, dude, that makes our defense. Why not go into the next couple of years knowing that's a scary defense?
David.
Myles Garrett, Carter, all those cats.
Yeah, you're right. And David, that's not what I'm arguing. But let me flip it for you for a second. What makes you think, after the offseason that the Browns had and the way that they handled this situation, that all of a sudden they want to trade Myles Garrett? Now answer me that question as passionately as you talked about the Eagle side of it.
I hear your point, and I think there were talks about, like, Myles thought that they were supposed to draft or trade for another player, and they didn't do it, which is why now he feels like he wants to get it. And I get your point, too. Players, they want the money. You offer them that kind of money, it feels difficult to walk away. But, you know, sometimes people change their mind. You look at this situation.
But that's not – Dave, I'm sorry. That's not answering the question that I asked, because the Cleveland Browns pushed all in to sign this guy so he wouldn't leave, correct? So now all of a sudden, they knew they weren't going to be a great franchise because they didn't have the pieces to be a competitive franchise. So do you think that now all of a sudden that they're going to trade Myles Garrett? Keep in mind now, going into this season, the Cleveland Browns weren't anticipated to be a good team. He took the money. So now why all of a sudden do they want to trade him?
Yeah, well, you know, we're assuming that they didn't think that they were going to be a good team.
Who assumed that the Cleveland Browns are going to be competitive North?
No, but David, good phone call. They might be worse than they thought, though. I mean, at some point, I think – what you believe versus what is, you have to cut. It's like a cold, hard reality, right? Like, they are years away. So, do they look bad? Sure, but I think to be a GM in sports, you have to admit, I was wrong 3 months ago. So, like, they were wrong. They should have traded him in the offseason because they're not. He just had an all-time game and they got crushed.
Yes, he did.
So, like, once you have those honest conversations with yourselves, they have to have an honest conversation. Like, we're never have a chance with him. If we get rid of him and we recoup all those picks, maybe they'd have a chance to be good eventually.
Look at it like this. The Cleveland Browns have, since they've been back, they've been looking for a starting quarterback.
Forever.
Since they've been back.
Yeah, this is 25 years now.
Myles Garrett. How long has it been, like 20 years? Because I was in the league when they came back.
They came back in 99. They drafted Tim Couch in the year the Eagles got Donovan.
So listen, this is what I'm saying, people. And I don't know if this is real, but this is where I'm kind of grounded in. I understand the Eagle side. But my thing is, Myles Garrett in the last 20 years has been the absolute bright spot.
Yes.
For the Cleveland Browns.
Him and Joe Thomas,
Even more so than Joe Thomas is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, they're both great.
But when you think Myles Garrett right now is synonymous with Cleveland.
But it's gotten them nowhere.
No, and Joe, they knew that before they signed him.
I know, but
they knew that when he sat up there at the Super Bowl and talked about he didn't want to be there. They knew that, but they still threw the cash at him. And he still took it.
We probably should say it. Like, this is also the team that traded for Watson. This might be the dumbest team in pro sports. I mean, like, sometimes you got to take advantage of stupid people, Hugh. I mean,
say it like that.
I mean, it's business.
I don't think they're that stupid.
Goodness.
Excuse me.
They're the dumbest team in sports.
They're the Cleveland Browns, Hugh.
Yeah, they did draft two
quarterbacks. That's the craziest thing you've said all day.
They did draft two quarterbacks and then don't want to pay one of them at all.
Yeah, you know what they need?
They brought in 5 quarterbacks.
You said it right. They've been looking for a quarterback for 20 years. This gives them a better chance. They'd have like 7 first-round picks in the next 3 years to package to get the guy they need.
We can be perfectly clear about this. The Browns have no idea what they're doing.
You make a compelling argument. And maybe I am giving too much credence to what they're thinking.
Of course.
Because, yeah, you're probably right.
I think we're getting somewhere.
I still don't think it's happening, though.
Right.
I don't think it's happening.
Our Twitter poll question, which I haven't checked in on the entire show. I'm curious where it is right now. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Would you trade 3 firsts for Myles Garrett? How about this result? 53% yes, 47% no. Now, it is way closer to 50-50 than the phone. I'd say the phone calls today have been, I don't know, 90 to 10 yes, 85-15 yes. I mean, most people we've talked to today are very excited about trying to do this. There's the Hugh every now and then that pops on and says, draft picks and cap space. But most people want to do it. The poll question, though, Hugh, is very tight, 53-47.
I like the fact that we have a contingency of listeners that listen to and they love the debate, the back and forth that we have. I feel good about my stance on this one. I feel good about my 43%.
Well, I feel good about
the
listeners, and we appreciate
that. Yeah, we appreciate each and every one
of
you.
Stance,
though, I feel good that I've made a compelling argument that this poll is as tight as
I just think they're scared like you.
No. I make compelling arguments, and there's a lot of people out there that agree with me, even though I have
this
silly wig on my
head. That thing was 50-50 before we got on the air.
You know what I'm saying?
You've lost ground.
No, not really. Not really.
Let's go to Logan.
The way you look at it.
Logan in Delaware. What's up, Logan?
What's up, guys? How are you doing?
Hey, Logan. What's up?
Good. Add one more to the yes column.
There we go. There we go. So what are you feeling here?
No, so to me, I think about it like, in a way, your goal in draft is to draft someone like Miles.
Your goal is to get a better phone.
Right.
Your phone is garbage. Or your, where you're at is garbage.
It might be the connection.
It might be a connection. I apologize for being so aggressive and talking about your phone is bad. I apologize.
Go ahead, Logan.
So your goal is to draft someone like Myles Garrett if you're lucky in your tenure as a GM. So really, the three picks you're getting away, one of them kind of is a player, kind of like two first ago.
Yeah, so that phone continues to be a problem.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, it's not his fault. It's probably the connection. I think it's fair to point out how valuable first-round picks are. And, Hugh, you've pointed out that they've gotten some good players recently in the first round, right?
Yes.
Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Devontae Smith. They've nailed some first-round picks. I also think it's fair to point out, same GM, same guy, Howie Roseman. He once had a back-to-back-to-back first-round picks. Like, these three straight first-round picks at one point were Derek Barnett, Andre Dillard, and Jalen Reagor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he
yeah, it's a hit or miss. Hit or miss.
I mean, we could keep these next three first-round picks and all be busts. I mean, it's not just a Howie thing. That's also just
But those picks are still coveted. They're still coveted. And teams are very leery about giving those away.
I agree. But if I give you $20 and you spend it on candy, it doesn't mean you're happy, like deep down, you had that $20. You would have been better off swapping that $20 for something better.
Yeah, that analogy. I don't think
what are you talking about?
I don't think that's a good one. I don't think.
If you spend the money poorly, you don't smile and say, at least I had the money. You spent it poorly.
I don't like that analogy.
Because, why?
No, but I will say this. It's a bad analogy. But I'll say this. The Rams, it made sense for the Rams when they did it.
Shouldn't it make sense? Isn't it the same thing?
Well, because it was a quarterback that still keeps them relevant.
Yeah.
And they've drafted well defensively.
But they did it before Stafford. They were in on this from the minute they drafted Goff. This has been an 8-year window where they swapped the quarterbacks, mm-hmm. right? They flipped Goff out for Stafford. But this thing with them not having first-round picks, that started way before Stafford got there. I think we think if you don't have first-rounders for a couple of years, it sets you back. And it could.
Like not having the dice in your hand.
But you have 100 grand. 100 grand.
Little Joe. Looking for Little Joe.
Yeah, Myles Garrett is $100,000. And I know deep down you wouldn't – Hugh Douglas doesn't give $100,000 back. Not the Hugh Douglas I know. Mm-mm. Aaron in Denver's up. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Aaron. What's up?
Hey, Hugh. Correct me if I'm wrong. Were you talking about that Ravens team of the early 2000s?
Ray Lewis and all those cats.
Like you said, if it makes sense for your team, I think the Eagles are good enough to win the Super Bowl without him. And I think the defense isn't poor. It's just middle of the road, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
Right, so I think that Ravens team with Trent Dilfer, you needed stars at every level on that defensive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
They had it to win that Super Bowl.
Because I think, was Jamal Lewis the running back?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, outside of him, you had a below-average quarterback that you had no chance of winning that Super Bowl without a stout defense.
So you're right, Aaron. And also, I think it's fair to point out that the competition then versus now, right? Like, I'm just thinking back to what they had to do to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they got to face Kerry Collins and the New York Giants. Like, this year, the Eagles, to win it again, probably have to go through what? Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, like,
yeah,
you know,
that might be a tough.
It's we're facing like all time greats in these potential Super Bowls now.
Right, exactly. And I think most people, I'll admit this, most people know that I am a Cowboys fan since I was young, and I cry myself to sleep every single night. I would probably give up 10 first round picks to get him, but that's because we need a guy like that. Cowboys aren't anywhere close to Super Bowl, but the Eagles can win the Super Bowl without Myles Garrett very easily.
They could. I mean, they're one of the five favorites without him, and the good phone call. My thing is, I'd like to become the favorite. I'd like to, you know, push the chips more in my direction. Could the Eagles win the Super Bowl again? Of course, and I think a lot of people believe they're going to, but I feel like we are headed towards a January where they're going to have to win two or three toss-up games, true 50-50 games. To get to the Super Bowl. Remember the way the Rams playoff game was last year? I think this year's playoffs will have three of those. Mm. And we won the toss-up game, and then we blew two teams out. I think the way this year's trending, the team we have, the competition, I think we're going to have to win those toss-up games three straight times to have another Lombardi. You put Myles Garrett here, I think it tips those scales our way. All right, more of your phone calls coming up. We'll check in with you people before the show ends. We got a parlay for you. We're going to put a game parlay, a few NFL games for week number nine we'll put together before the show. And we got to play this audio from yesterday. I'm surprised Joe DeCamera was able to come to work today after leaving the studio in a body bag. A caller cooked him on the afternoon show. My goodness. Buckle up for this audio. That's next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we're going to get to a parlay for Sunday's Week 9 games. Maybe we'll even throw the World Series in tonight. Game 6. Is this thing over, Hugh Douglas, or the Dodgers have one more?
Dodgers got life.
And a little They're fight left in life. Them?
Yeah, the Dodgers are winning in 7, and then everyone's going to lay off of me.
Oh, so you're talking this into existence?
Of course.
Yeah, Yamamoto tonight against Gausman. Game 6 in Toronto.
He's going to go for his third complete game, by the way.
That'd be amazing. There's a lot going on. Sixers tonight, Celtics, right? Last night, Flyers again win. What What's the Flyers' record? Is it 6-3-1? Are we up
to? Yes, it is.
How about Zegras? This guy could play. I'm getting flyered up here.
Come on,
Hugh. You ready to go to a hockey game?
Yeah,
we should go.
I can't wait. Yeah.
We should go to a Flyers game.
We need to go with bros.
I'm starting to get excited here. All right, I was excited listening yesterday. It was good. A good spot. Joe DiCamera, of course, with his new book out and all this stuff going on. The afternoon show brought him on to kind of talk through it. And I guess they were trying to discuss when they would actually play basketball, right? Because that's been put on the shelf since DiCamera hurt himself. I heard the February thrown out now. I mean, it's only October still. My goodness. But anyway, so Joe was on yesterday with the afternoon show, and Hugh, they got into a little back and forth, a little friendly debate on which show is better between the two of them, right? Like the morning show or the afternoon show. And I was interested to listen to it. And then a caller chimed in. And, I mean, just take a listen for a few minutes to this. This was actually, I felt bad for Joe listening. Here it was yesterday.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, good afternoon. Thanks, Jack, for putting my call through.
Yes.
I've been so excited to talk to you about this fight because I recently just told my husband in the last month, the morning show is unlistenable, and I'm going to tell you why.
Well, no.
Oh, let her cook.
This is not, okay. I got no problem with this.
All right. This is not what I was aiming for.
First of all, Joe, I think you are a very smart young man. I think you know a lot about sports.
Wow.
And I wish you the best with this book deal. I really do.
Thank you.
What I don't think you're good at is a host. And the reason is you're just a flat-out bully. And you're not a funny bully. You're a mean bully.
Ooh, I'm a bully.
And I'm convinced also that you absolutely must hate Richie because you cut that man off. He can't have an opinion.
Wow.
And you just this is a G's.
Yeah, we're
in the G's phase, but keep going.
Goodness.
It's bled over now into the listeners. I'm a first time caller, so I'm not saying you do it to me, but I hear
you. Oh, give it another 10 seconds.
The other thing is, if I could say one more other thing.
Yes.
Is that it seems that, you know, we're talking about the sports in Philadelphia. And what do all these players have to do? They have to practice. They have to get better at their craft. And I'm convinced you plan for the show, but you don't ever go back and listen to your tapes of your shows. If you did, you would see where I'm coming from. The thing is, I'm going to be honest, when Spike came back to Philly, I couldn't stand the afternoon show.
Thank you.
I kept listening, and I said, oh, my gosh, now this is my new favorite show, and I'm going to tell you why. The three of them have a dialogue. They all have different opinions. They all get mad, but they all listen and have respect for each other's opinions. You cut everybody off, Joe, and I can't believe you don't go back and listen to your shows and see that. And I really can't believe your bosses haven't said something to you.
Well,
I'm flabbergasted as well, by the way.
Yeah, this is, trust me, you're seeing what I'm seeing. I certainly did not see any of this, or I wouldn't have.
It's okay.
You know, do you have any response to Kathy, who clearly cares about WIP? You know, Kathy, the fact that you hated me and continued to listen means that you love WIP.
Well, and there's hope for turning around her opinion on me. Yes. I mean, Kathy, I'll do my best to try to give you an entertaining show, and hopefully in time you like it. And if you don't, then that's unfortunate, but I'll do my best.
What's the name of the morning show?
Doesn't really have one. What we say is Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie, but we don't really have a name. We've never really.
Exactly. And two people are doing the show in the morning.
Well, no, we got like 5 to 7 typically.
Yeah, it depends on the day. It's like a whole. It's like a baseball team in there.
Yeah, what's the budget on that show?
And hosts go back and forth. Hosts go back and forth with one another. They have dialogue. And that's exactly what Ike and Spike do during the day.
What about Jack? Does he count?
I don't see that in the morning.
Nah, not really.
Depends.
I think Jack adds a lot of value. I think the gentleman in the morning adds value, and I really like Kyle in the value. I think you do too, Joe.
Thank you.
You're a bully about it.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. Yep. So, I mean, now I know why this got to our show, because Kyle got
a
compliment
there. I like Kathy personally.
Yeah, Kathy gave Kyle a compliment, so that makes sense how we arranged playing this on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, the afternoon show asks for the opinion of everyone, so you ask for opinions, you don't always get positive opinions, right? That's how things work in life.
Yeah.
I'd give Joe credit. He sat there and took it. He took it.
He received it well.
I'm surprised he came into work this morning.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't his show, so I guess he didn't have much authority to say get out of this or move on or hang up, right? He couldn't do that. It's not his show. He's just a guest. But I thought he took it in stride.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah. Kathy was very heavy-handed, though. I mean, she did not let Joe off the hook there. She called him a bully multiple times.
Yeah, and it was hard to hear, like, to be totally honest.
For you.
Well, it was hard to hear because
it was painful. I heard it live.
Well, no, because, and here's the thing. I'm very defensive of my coworkers. Mm-hmm. You know that. And a lot of times, that's why I get into the situations I'm in, because people, like, you guys do a great job of not clapping back when somebody says something. I don't have that kind of restraint. I don't. And a lot of times, I struggle with that. I'm not going to lie. And when she said it, it ran me hot, but I received it. And I think that Joe did the same thing. Because a lot of times, you try to practice what you preach. And there was a lot that she said in there that ran me hot, but there might be some truth to what she said. And if that's the case, you have to look at yourself and try to be a better host. That's how I look at it.
So look inward as your advice.
Yeah, because if she feels that, like, because she's a listener, and it sounds like
she listens all day, and we appreciate that for a long time. Yeah.
And you have to respect that, especially coming from somebody who sounds like they are very, very passionate about this radio station.
I'm going to defend Joe on one thing. Anyone can have their opinion on whatever. Like, all of us, me. Their show in the morning is a different kind of show than our show in the afternoon show. And I only had, I don't know, maybe 5 to 7 times over the years have filled in. Used to fill in for Angela on the morning show when there's a lot of people. That is a juggling act.
It is. It's a lot of moving parts.
Right. So sometimes when I listen, like, if you think Joe cuts people off, he's also trying to make sure everyone gets the touches, right? Like, on this show, we have a conversation, you and I, right? Mm-hmm. Kyle jumps in as part of our conversation, and we're a team. The afternoon show is very similar. Like, you know, you have all those extra people.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more challenging.
And to be fair to Joe, this is not me taking shots at him, but to be fair at him. No, seriously. He's more regimented. We're a little bit more loose. The afternoon show is a little more loose. So we don't have constraints like Joe has. Joe likes to be on time for certain things and things of that nature. So that show is structured different.
You're saying show wearing costumes today, not as strict.
Well, we're not as structured. So I think that Kathy, no, what I mean by that, we will go off the rails.
We are professionals.
Okay. For the people that are listening, we are professionals.
Well,
but I think Kathy needs to understand that show is a tight run ship, and it's going to sound different, and she has to let Joe do things the way that he does them.
Yeah. Speaking of tight chips, what's the responsibility on that call coming through from our intrepid leader, Rod Lakin? I mean, he's got one show ripping the other show. Caller's ripping in. Now we're chiming in.
She got heat. She brought the heat, though.
Speaking of Rod, I mean, we're just going to let the camera willy-nilly put his bare feet up on the furniture in the studio.
That's the bigger thing that happened
yesterday. He's a nasty dude.
He's barefoot all the time in here. Forget your opinion on how he runs the show as kind of the point guard.
Yeah, the feet thing's got to stop.
That's semantics and radio stuff. He does a good job. But the feet stuff has to stop. I mean, the guy, he sits where I sit, barefoot half the time. I mean, he's an accomplished radio host and author. I respect Joe, but please put some socks on.
The feet thing is...
Yeah, I mean... Hugh, you're lucky it's not your seat that has the barefoot feet all the time. He's over here barefoot.
He's a nasty dude.
That's
man.
Gross. I
he's mean, a nasty is, dude. That he's using is people gross. Bidets, blowing up their bathroom, clogging up pipes and stuff. He's a nasty dude.
And blaming children.
That was wrong to do in Fred Barnett's bathroom. I mean, it really, really was. Let's go to Logan in Delaware. What's up, Logan?
What's up, guys?
Logan, what's going on?
How's it going, guys? Man, I felt bad for Joe because I like Joe. I feel even worse for Kathy's husband, though, man. She seems tough to please. She hates fighting.
Logan, we're not gonna start bashing.
I'm just saying. You.
No, I hear Joe. Heard the same thing you did, but we can't bash Kathy. She's a caller.
Kathy has high standards.
She has high standards.
There we go.
Well put, Joe. Thank you. My bad.
I need a little help on that one.
To get it back to the Eagles. I would absolutely do the trade for Garrett because, you know, with the three first-round picks, we talked about them being late-round picks. You're hoping at any point in the draft, whether you pick 1 through 32, to get a player like Myles Garrett. Mm. So really, he's one of those picks, and essentially you're giving away two more for him in a way, kind of. But the point being is if you ask any GM, I think, in the NFL, hey, you get three picks spread out over 3 years that are late in the draft, one of them is guaranteed to be Myles Garrett, everyone would do that. And you don't have to wait 3 years individually to try to hit on those picks. You get him guaranteed. You know what you're getting, and you get it right now.
Logan, I agree with the way you frame it. And I think also there's a trust factor with the Eagles. Like, you know, when some teams give up picks, there's always that chance. Like, this, the Eagles did this to the Saints, what was it, like 5 years ago, and they ended up using one of those picks to get AJ. Like, you almost, oh, they got Jalen Carter. Like, you almost bet against a team, right? Like, the Eagles saw the Saints going down. They said, let's take one of your picks in the future. That became the Jalen Carter pick, right? It was a top 10 pick. The way I view the Eagles, even if they have a year with a lot of injuries, it's very unlikely in the next couple years they're going to be drafting in the top 10, right? Like, maybe one of these years, one of those picks becomes 20 instead of 32. Like, we have a tougher year. But I trust the Eagles, even if they give up three first-round picks, they're not going to have a year where, like, oh, crap, we gave away the sixth pick in the draft. I just don't see that happening.
Right. And I think, too, like, Cleveland, look, I don't know if they'll do it or not. They've shown they don't make good decisions, so I'm hoping that's still the case. But they might. The only thing I could think of where why they may have changed their mind is they might have been thinking preseason before the season started. There's not really any risk, you know. If a team's going to trade for him in the offseason, they're going to pay him. So let's pay him. So they could have been thinking let's pay him, hang on to him, see if we're trending in the right direction with some of these young guys that we got, see if we like what we see, and then if we want to move him before the deadline, you can do that. And at this point, his draft stock or his value might have even gone up a little bit. Because he's shown that he hasn't declined.
Well, yeah, and coming off of 5 seconds, it's almost like an NBA thing where when you sign a player, it almost becomes like there's more value because you know you have him signed up. Logan, we appreciate the phone call. All right, we do have to hit you with a parlay for the weekend, week 9 in the NFL. We'll get to that first. Let's check in with you people today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What in the hidey-ho hell is going on here today?
Hidey-ho. I ask myself that every single show. What are we doing?
You guys have no shame whatsoever. No. Embarrassing.
Is that for the costumes or the takes?
Both? It could, okay. Haven't considered it could be for the takes.
It works for everything.
It does, yep. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing new.
Nope.
You guys have now lost all credibility.
Oh, we did that weeks ago.
That was years ago.
Yeah, if it took till now.
Yeah, that's on you. Yeah. I lost that a long time ago.
Yep. Lincoln needs to put an end to this now.
Lincoln.
Is that the camera thing or the costume?
No,
that was
beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they wanted him to step in and take action against
Actually would be a funny bit if one day we start the show, we get Rod to come in here and cut the mics, and then we come up with a new topic as soon as he leaves.
Out. You're fired.
He would get a lot of street cred if he did that. Did you hear what Rod Lincoln did?
Yep.
He shut those guys up. Told Jillian to shut up.
I'm dressing like morons. None of y'all are going back-to-back looking like this. Got news for you.
Might be right on that one. That actually might be accurate. That's the smartest thing said all day.
Kyle looks like an ass.
That is so mean.
Isn't that the whole point of dressing up as an adult on Halloween?
Yeah, it is.
Everyone looks like an ass.
Also, though, it's an evergreen statement we can come back to.
That is true. gotten it more often than just today, that's for sure. Not sure how someone could make Joe Giglio look cool, but Kyle pulled it off.
That is crazy.
Thank you. I needed that today.
You kind of sound like you caught a lot of heat.
Yeah, just a little bit. We'll get to you in a little bit. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sure they got you.
Woody passionately complaining about Disney was quite the spectacle. Yeah. I did not put two and two together.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was true. So we got Woody and Big Worm arguing about making it fit and being hot for Myles Garrett and going back to back. Something is not sitting right today.
Yeah, that one, that when you add it all together, it's kind of weird.
Again, that's a interesting perspective.
Now, when we planned this out, so the way this went, Hugh was the first one to say he was dressing up. He was going to do it by himself, but then we felt like, all right, if he's doing it, we'll join him. And then
it's Friday.
Yeah,
and it could. And plus, Halloween was on Friday.
Now, next year we could do more of a joint, like team kind of.
Yeah,
costume,
we'll do like
something that fits
the three
together.
Amigos or something.
But then once you said you'd wear yours, I said, all right, I'll wear this. And then Kyle was like, well,
we'll be
the
more
only
coordinated
one.
Next year.
Yeah, we weren't. This is the opposite of coordinated. Yeah, these outfits.
It's always better this way.
Yeah, it's funny.
I love looking like an idiot. Did not expect Moneyball Douglas to show up today.
You really were Billy Bean Douglas over here.
No, because let me tell you, last night I knew when this became a thing.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to talk about it.
Of course.
And I was like, that it makes no sense.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Like that's where I'm at. Like, we a lot of times, we're fans. We're passionate. It made no sense to me, and that's kind of where I'm at.
So what you did is you saw the story, and instead of getting excited, you put your wet blanket on and came right to work.
No, not a wet blanket. It's just the reality of the situation. It's not going to happen.
It could.
I don't think so.
All right, let me ask a quick question.
No, let me pull that back. I don't think it has the potential of happening.
Of the unlikely things, which is more likely by Tuesday at the trade deadline? The Eagles trade A.J. Brown or the Eagles trade for Myles Garrett?
I would say between the two.
More likely trade A.J.
Yeah, I would say between the two.
Wow.
No, I'm saying because
I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just like most people think you say that out loud. You're rage baiting, and I'm just
no, I'm not. I mean, you asked the question, and I gave you the answer. More likelihood of it happening, I would say.
Okay.
Did not expect math guy Douglas today. Should have dressed up as John Nash from Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, should have did that. I get it.
I don't know what I like better, Moneyball Douglas or Beautiful Mind Douglas over here. Beautiful Mind. I mean, you needed a calculator today more than anything else.
I did. Trying to do that math. Mm-hmm. Math is hard.
Halloween's cool, but Hugh Douglas dresses up as a former NFL player every day.
He does. That's true. I mean, it's not much of a dress up. It's just what you are.
Got it.
All right. And a lot of people just straight up did not know what he was. I didn't when you came in, so we had a few interesting guesses. But we'll start with this one. Michael McDonald is really annoying today.
Michael McDonald, taking it to the street, taking it to the street.
So it said,
that's a good one.
Someone said, that's not Michael McDonald, that's Kenny Rogers.
I like that one too.
Yep.
A black Kenny Rogers?
Yep.
Lenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Benny Rogers.
No, I like Lenny. Lenny Rogers.
Is Hugh Grizzly Adams?
I like that one. Grizzly, yeah. Back in the day, Grizzly Adams. Okay.
Of all the Michael McDonald's killing me right now, yeah. I see that one. It's the hair. The wig is perfect.
Yep. Tell Madea to shut up.
That hurt a little bit. That one went straight.
So if you want to know why Hugh's in the gym Monday morning at 6 a.m., he just got called
that
Madea.
That would crush me.
That was
that Madea was right. Yeah, that was terrible.
One more because, you know, things have been questionable on the show from the jump today.
Yeah.
But out of context, this one was pretty diabolical.
All right, dear Woody, I see you. Woody. See the Woody. All right, dear Woody, I see you.
It's the excitement in your voice seeing the Woody.
I'm excited to see Woody.
That's the problem.
Every day I think I work with professionals, but then you remind me that I'm not.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. All right, dear Woody, I see you.
All right.
Is that for you? Yes. We appreciate you people today. You can always watch the show, of course, on YouTube. Listen on
but
the
you
Odyssey
app. Can't watch football on YouTube no more.
Can't watch much on YouTube these days. ESPN, Monday Night Football.
I swear to God, they better get that fixed by next Monday.
Yeah, you're going to be shook next week if they don't.
That's not going to happen. So they got about a week because nobody's working on the weekend. So they got a week, right?
What do you mean they're not working on the weekend?
Well, they're not going to fix that.
This is millions of dollars on the line. Imagine,
oh, so they're negotiating. Okay,
imagine throwing up that email signature back in the office Monday if you're like the CEO of YouTube TV. You got to get your butt to work and figure this out. People got to watch Monday Night Football. All right, let's grab Sean, and then we'll put together our parlay for this weekend in the NFL. Sean. Sean?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Hey, two things. First, if you don't fall down the rabbit hole, three first-round picks is too much for Myles Garrett. I'm on your side with this.
Scared money, don't make money.
Come on, Sean. Scared money.
Listen, when you've got late first-round picks like Nolan Smith and Quinyon Mitchell and then high second-round picks like Cooper DeJean, do you really think trading all like the value of those three guys for one guy? I just don't think it's worth it.
So, Sean, I totally understand. Right. That perspective's fair, but we're not that far removed from the Eagles taking those kind of picks and turning them into – Andre Dillard and Jalen Reagor and Derek Barnett, like they don't all become the players that we watched help us win the Super Bowl last year.
Right. I don't know. I just think it's one too many. I might do two, but one's just a little rich. The three is a little rich for me.
I get it. And then, look, for everyone, there's a walkaway point. Sean, we appreciate the phone call and have a great weekend and enjoy Halloween. All right, let's put together a little parlay. FanDuel Sportsbook parlay. So we usually do an Eagles same game parlay, obviously. There's no Eagles game this weekend. Why don't we do some games here, Hugh Douglas? What NFL game do you want to throw in?
You know what? Since y'all won't allow me to take, you know, the money line, I guess I had to do, you know, a game where I had to actually take the points.
Yeah, so what are we doing?
I'm doing Detroit -8.5.
All right, Detroit -8.5. I will go Niners -2.5 against the Giants. Mm-hmm. Kyle, what are you throwing in?
Well, taking the Bills against the Chiefs on that plus money is a sucker bet.
Ooh.
You got to take Kansas City.
We're going KC.
Yeah.
All right, so KC -1.5 over Buffalo. We got the 49ers -2.5 over the Giants. Hugh's got the Lions -8.5 over the Vikings. How about we throw tonight in, too? A little cross-sport parlay?
Yep, my Dodgers.
Dodgers. We could do money line on this. We don't play the run line in baseball. Dodgers money line to force a game 7. Dodgers. You add that together, that's about a 10-1 same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. So four-legger there as we try to win and get ourselves a big weekend with that. All right, so Sixers tonight. What are you doing this weekend? We had an off weekend.
I
hadn't
even thought about it. Yeah, you know what, man? I don't know. I didn't talk to my man Isaiah Reese because they're home tonight, right? The Sixers at home? Are they here?
Sixers, Celtics, yeah, at home.
Oh, that would be a good game to go to. I'm gonna talk to my man Isaiah and see what he's thinking about.
You going dressed up as Madea, or are you gonna change the costume?
Probably change the costume.
Madea was the best.
And I walked right into it and did just speed it right through that one.
All right, fun show today. Happy Halloween, everyone. Enjoy the trick-or-treating, especially if you have kids out there like I'll be trick-or-treating tonight. Hugh, come on, rethink it. Put that bucket of candy out. Do the right thing, Hugh.
In the infamous words of Michael Jordan.
Do the right thing, Hugh!
You know the rest.
Oh, come on. All right, go get Myles Garrett. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the bye week. Enjoy Halloween. We'll talk to you guys Monday right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.